Hello, and welcome to episode 39 of a complete abridged record collection. The internet podcast / internet broadcast, where I, your host, David Barclay, play one song from every record in my record collection, no matter how good, no matter how bad. And I relive the memories of acquiring said record and what it means to me. And for some reason, you do too. I don't know why you would bother, but that we just heard was the amazing Julie Duaron from her Wake Myself Up album. First song in the second side called No More. And it was one of the records in my collection that was highly anticipated. Did it live up to my lust for this music? I don't know. It's pretty good. It's not her best album. But as an artist, I've had a very interesting relationship with her. First of all, I never give her the time of day. She's a Canadian, and Canada's a small place. When I lived there, she was somewhat successful, and it was hard to ignore, but I just never really gave her a chance. And then one day I saw her live in Prince Edward Island, Charlottetown, and it changed my life. I gotta say, it was in this old building, the Haviland Club, sort of like a yacht club type, turn of this. I think it was, must have been older than 1800s. And it was a big windy room, cold outside, March, February, still snow on the ground. The part of the ocean around there was frozen, actually, believe it or not. I walked on the frozen ocean that trip. And she played in this creaky old ancient room with the cold wind blowing in the back window. And it was amazing. I got the CD, listened to it on the way home, like a 12-hour drive. We listened to it maybe 5 times. Incredible, life-changing. And ever since then, I was a big fan. And this album I bought when she played San Diego in 2007, I'm going to say. And I was really, really looking forward to the show, looking forward to the album. And I do really enjoy that song. So there you go. What a meaningful record for me. Brings me back to both 2007 and that time I saw her in 2005. Well, the next track here is by the Walker Brothers, or is it just Scott Walker? No, it's the Walker Brothers. This was a band that I will always associate with my good friend Molly. She was known as Mod Molly because she loved anything mod. Mod as in Quadrophenia and bomber jackets, scooters, etc., etc. And she considers herself a purist. Like, she only liked the true mid-60s, I guess it's late 50s even, mod stuff. And the Walker Brothers were one of those things. She really loved Scott Walker. And I obviously never was able to really check it out because the records were so expensive, they were so collectible, and I just never really heard it. And then one day, many years later, after I hadn't seen Molly for years and years and years, I was in a little town called Salt Lake City. Extremely boring place. And I noticed that the hotel I was staying in was only 3 blocks from a record store. So I thought, oh, I'll walk there. Now, Salt Lake City blocks are not the same as regular city blocks. They are gigantic. It took me like 45 minutes to walk 3 blocks. I shit you not. And it was worth it, though, because I found this album, Images, by the Walker Brothers. I don't know when it's from. I mean, 66, but it's got an amazing hand silkscreen cover, I think. It's a European press on Philips. Maybe not hand silkscreen, but it's an incredible record, and it's got some great songs. We're going to listen to a little track called I Wanna Know, dedication to Molly.
Hey. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Yes, I'm on fire. Unmistakably Bruce Springsteen from the multi-billion platinum Born in the USA album. My acceptance of the Bruce Springsteen revival that I've lived through in the last 5 years. Basically, that's what this album signifies. It's got it from a dollar store, who knows when, but within the last 5 years, embracing Bruce Springsteen. Not easy, because he's very American. I'm not an American, so, you know, you kind of don't want to, you don't want to like the Beach Boys, but you do. So, same with the Sting. Does he have a nickname? The Steen? Bruce? The Boss. That's it. The Boss. Same thing with The Boss. And before that, a rare 3-song set in this show. I almost never do that. But before that, we heard Sagittarius with a song called Glass. And it's from a sort of lost psych album called Present Tense that was actually on Columbia. It was like a major label thing. And I think it was all studio musicians, so that's why it sounds so phony. But I remember reading about this band and like really, really wanting the album. And I found it in LA in mint condition. Not the original though. It's like a fake. It's like a knockoff, but with not a reissue. There's no acknowledging that this is a reprinting of a lost album or whatever. It's just like somebody sort of made bad scans, but got good printouts of the jacket and repressed the album, and well, there it was in my hands, and I realized why it wasn't a big seller. It's a little bit phony, but I got so into late 60s psych pop that it was so sought after that I wanted to love it, and I didn't love it. And starting that all off was the Walker Brothers, from their Images album, I Want to Know, a record that I found in Salt Lake City and dedicated to Molly. I knew I had a problem when Molly introduced me to her friend who she called a sneaker freak. She was like, yeah, you guys will get along. He's really into collecting sneakers. That's when I knew I had a problem. Well, coming up next is John Redbourne, this album that I bought from a dollar store somewhere, dollar bin somewhere. It's called Sir John A Lot Of, which is a great name for a title, a great title for an album, the kind of thing that I would chuckle at and consider spending 99 cents on. And I don't listen to this album very much, but I do remember listening to the first time because I was like, wait a second, this is an instrumental record. And was disappointed. Sir John, a lot of Merry Green England's Musk Things and Ye Green Knights. That's the full title of the album, by the way. I was disappointed because I was expecting something hilarious like that album title. And it's just hard to be that funny when you're just playing guitar and percussion. But I will listen to a song called White Fishes, John Redbourn.
And if you have ever known I cannot see. But the roads are filled with searchers who are searching.
And a track called Love Me Not Tomorrow, rather epic there, from their album You Were On My Mind. Yeah, you probably recognize that song because it was a little more, a little bit more of a hit. But, just one of these great records from the 60s where they say all the schools that the singers went to and, their favorite thing. For instance, Bob Jones likes jazz, teriyaki steak, and surfing. And he plays guitar. Went to St. Louis High in Honolulu. But I don't know where I got this record. Not too sure. In the last year or so, I bought it somewhere. But I don't really remember. Because it's not that memorable. Great cover, though. Probably, I'm going to say, judging by the records that it's next to, this next one we're going to play, I probably got it at my favorite record store, which is Record Surplus in Los Angeles, California, right next to the 405 and the 10 there. I think I probably did, because I know I got this next one there. This is the soundtrack to the movie The Magic Christian, which some of you may have seen, because it features Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr. And I know when I was in high school, I was like, oh my God, a movie with Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr? I've got to see that. And also found out later in life that Richard Attenborough's in it, believe it or not. Yeah, but I did not pick up the soundtrack until it was maybe 6 months ago. I was up in L.A., and we were going to my favorite record store. I was trying to branch out. And when I try and branch out, you know what I do? I go to other sections. I go to the soundtrack section. Like I'm some sort of soundtrack connoisseur. I'm going to find some rare soundtrack. It's just, it's all an act. I have no idea. I have no idea. And this soundtrack, not even that good. The movie, pretty good. It's actually my friend Dan Burney's favorite movie. That's what he said. I haven't talked to him for years, but I think it is. And so here I am trying to branch out. I remember this movie being hilarious. It's got an all-star cast. I'm thinking, yeah, it's going to have a great soundtrack. It's got this one song by Badfinger that I'm sure you know, and that's great, but the rest of it is kind of crap. But the product of another sunny weekend in Los Angeles. It is Badfinger, Paul McCartney, Come and Get It, from the Magic Christian original soundtrack recording.
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it, anytime I can give it. But you better hurry, cause it may not. Be a cat.
Yeah.
Donovan there with a song called Ferris Wheel. And that's from his Sunshine Superman LP that I've also bought in Salt Lake City. Inspired by the words of my friend Jeremy. We were discussing all the, you know, super rare Frosted Flakes, crazy 60s psych comps that were coming out. And, you know, how the internet has made rare music just more and more sought after, in a sense. And how it's crazy because you take a guy like Donovan, he's got so many records, psych records from the late 60s and early 70s, that it's a chore just to go through them all. And, of course, I only had a couple, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to become more of a Donovan completist if I really do claim to like this stuff. And you know, they're all major label records. They're very high quality. A lot of them are really, really great. So there you go. That's where I bought that record. And that's what it represents in my collection. And you know what? I'm not sure if I've played Donovan before, because it's episode 39. I'm getting pretty confused about what I've played and what I haven't played. In terms of artist, I am still playing one song per record, but I'm trying to keep that one record per artist. But, you know, sometimes guys like Donovan, you got some of them in the D section, you got some of them in the section we're in now, which is like the stuff that I've listened to recently being the last like 2 years, and didn't bother to file properly. I just had it laying on my floor, and then someone came over, and I was like, oh shit, someone's coming over, I got to clean up. And I'm frantically cleaning up, so I just put them in a section, and then I just developed this, like, recently listened to in the last 2 years section. Well, coming up next, going from the ridiculous to the sublime, or is it the other way around? This is a truly obscure record. This is a fuzzed-out, crazy record of the late 80s. The band is called Los Euclids, from 1989. Self-released on their own Connecticut-based label, Biblio. And I remember finding this in L.A. and like having my mind blown by some of the photographs on the back. Definitely high school, definitely teenagers. And in one of them, they're definitely in a living room, definitely wearing dresses. And the other ones, they all look like really serious. But there's the one. They're showing their youthful vigor in the one photo. So that was enough to make me pick up this lost gem from 1989, right here, I'm Now, a song called Can't Be Bothered by Los Euclids.
Je t'emmène dans ma boulée, dans ma boulée sifflante. Donne-moi ta main, puis tiens-toi bien. Un mille de long, rien qu'à courir. Sur des roches molles, puis des billons à tour et tour. Attention, pas tomber, donne-moi ta main, tu vas fouiller. Attention, pas te mouiller, tu mets ton pied droit à côté, donne-moi ta main. Puis de l'eau, puis de l'eau, puis de l'eau qui siffle comme un mouton qui pisse. Je t'emmène dans ma boulée volante. Donne-moi ton bras, puis tiens-toi mieux. Un mille de long, rien qu'à danser. Sur des roches plates, puis des coquilles entourées de sable. On va sauter, puis s'amuser, mouiller le soleil avec nos pieds mouillés. Ta joue avec mes dents, donne-moi ta main, et puis ton bras, et puis ta taille. Puis de l'eau, puis de l'eau, puis de l'eau qui vole comme un mouton qui se pousse. Je t'emmène dans ma boulée coulante. Donne-moi ta taille, puis tiens-toi molle. Un mille de long, rien qu'à flâner. Sur du bon sable et puis de la mousse entourée d'herbe. On va s'aimer sans écarter nos genoux mouillés toute la journée. Béquer ta joue avec mon nez, donne-moi ta main, puis ton bras et puis ta taille. Puis de l'eau, puis de l'eau, puis de l'eau qui coule comme un mouton qui boit. Je t'emmène dans ma boulée, dans ma boulée dormante. Donne-moi plus rien, vite tiens-toi loin. Un mille de long, rien qu'à se coucher. Sur du bon sable, puis de la mousse entourée d'herbe. Puis après ça, faudra dormir comme des enfants. Sans mes demeures entre nos dents, donne-moi ta main, puis ton bras, puis ta taille, puis plus rien. Puis de l'eau, puis de l'eau qui dort comme un mouton qui fume. Je te ramène de ma boulée.
Louise Forestier with the song called La Boule from her self-titled album. A record that I actually bought in California for very little money, because it would be expensive to buy this in Quebec, because she's a god, a legend. And very protracted acquisition of her music. I saw her when I was in grade 9, I think, or maybe grade 11. I can't remember. Not grade 10, either the year before or the year after. I have a guest in the studio suddenly, but she refuses to talk into the microphone.
No.
She's texting. Anyways, as I was getting back into deep into my own mind there before I was interrupted, either grade 11 or grade 9, I saw her at the Belfry Theater in Victoria, BC, a very formal setting, and it was good. And then I lived in Quebec, and I didn't buy any of her music because it was expensive. And then here I am, California. Came across one of her records, bought it, $2. And kind of amazing, whether you like the music or not, you got to admit, just the lyrical kind of acrobatics. Incredible. Speaking of which, not so much acrobatics, but wonderful insight and great songwriter, Tim Hardin, coming up next from his first album, called simply One, as opposed to Two, his second album, a record that I bought on the insistence of my good friend Maxime. He insisted, and I bought it, and it's great. It's great. I'm going to play Tim Hardin doing Misty Roses, a song that will forever live in my heart.
You look to me like misty roses. Too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I'd love you much. You're too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. You look to me like love forever. Too good to last, but too lovely not to try. If I believe in love forever, I'd forget the past. You're too lovely not to try.
Look at all the plans I made, falling down like scraps of paper. I will leave them where they lie to remind me. From the past a rumor comes, don't let it keep dragging you down. Betraying no emotion.
Crowded House from their self-titled album, a song called Tombstone, and an album called Disappointment. Because why did I buy this album? This is super recently, a couple months ago, because it was excessively cheap, and I was remembering fondly that song Locked Out, I think. I'm not sure what it was called, but it's not on this album, I'll tell you that much. So, yeah, pretty disappointed, but hey, here it sits, 1986, Australian? Is that where they're from? Australian pop band there. And before that, we listened to Tim Hardin, Misty Roses, a great song, incredible song. I think we may have, well, it's, I don't know. To me, perfect song. Perfect songwriter. I want to figure out how to explain how important this record is to me and his second record, how they both are very important to me. And I don't know how, because I don't really have any great life experience that has somehow tied them. You know, I didn't do anything, you know, really meaningful to get this record, or I didn't really do anything meaningful while listening to this music. It just sort of touched me. But this did happen. Here's a story I could tell. This record has a picture of the man himself on it, Tim Hardin, and he's sort of looking quizzically, if that's a word, at the camera. But I had it placed in my apartment, just on the ground, really, such that when you go to the bathroom with the door open and you sit down, if you sit down, he's looking right at you, sort of going, "What?" And this happened to me, and I thought it was hilarious. I was like, "This is the funniest thing that's happened to me for like a month." A joke, movie. Anything. This is the funniest thing. This physical situation of me sitting on the toilet having Tim Hardin go, what? And I was like, if only there was some way to make this experience into a stand-up routine, how incredible would that be? And now I'm thinking, well, what if I could relate this very physical joke back to simply audio? And tell you right now on the radio, the internet, and there we go. That's what makes it funny. It's so many layers. It's like an onion. You're peeling back the layers, the meaning, trying to get to the middle, infinite layers. Well, coming up next is a record by Sarah Shapiro called "I Wish I Was an Animal." Amazing song, "Stranger." I don't know. I don't even know if I've played this. I'm getting a little bit confused, but I think it's just because I've listened to this album so many times. I can't remember if I've played it in this podcast or not. Just for some background, I think... I don't even know if I've played this. Just for some background, I've been playing the songs geographically. I just go through the stacks in order and just play them. But the problem is I don't refile records when I listen to them at home. And so it's been a year. Sometimes I play it, take a record out, I listen to it, I put it back on the ground instead of putting it back. And so it's going to be played on the show again because it's in a new geographic location. Does that make sense to you at all? So maybe I played this already, maybe I haven't. But you know what? It's an incredible record. I bought it last year, maybe a year and a half ago. And... I was so impressed by it. I liked it so much that I sent her an email saying, if you ever want to play a show in San Diego, let me know. I'll set it up for you. Which was weird. It was a weird thing to do. I don't know. I feel like I probably made her feel so uncomfortable. She'll never play a show in San Diego, but that's fine. I think it's been a year and a half, probably never play a show anywhere. But oh well. The great record nonetheless. Love it. Song called "Stranger," and I think that's going to bring us to a close of this episode 39, a complete abridged record collection, the internet podcast / internet broadcast, where I, your host David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection, no matter how good, no matter how bad, the crap, the good stuff, and the gems such as this one, "The Stranger" by Sarah Shapiro.
Stranger, stranger, I have no false ideas about falling in love with you or having your baby. I'm also not hoping to buy a farm with you, pack it in, and leave the city. But I do have a sense that if you wrap me in your little arms, I will wake up tomorrow feeling slightly less shitty. So stranger, stranger, will you wrap me in your destiny? There's a poison that I drink, it's called purest isolationism. It comes from being aware of social motivations and the economic impetus that inevitably takes over creative communities under a capitalist orientation. We're all Americans, which is broken from the start, because the raddest people I know cannot help being fucked. I would like to add that I am part of that equation. I am also networking, but the option seems to be to just completely give up or keep stumbling around like some broken lamb. And I will opt for the latter as I look at you tonight and pray that you'll touch me with special light. Oh, stranger, stranger, wrap me in your destiny. I'll build a nest with our bodies where we'll sleep for the night. It'll be less than perfect, but better than flying like night birds through a frozen sky. We'll let our feelings pour out of our toes like black ink and collapse onto sparkling white cement. In the silence of the violence after we've come, we'll put on Joy Division and drink till we're numb. And we'll say love, love will tear us apart again. I'll say love, love will tear us apart again. And you'll say love, love will tear us apart again. And I'll say love, love will tear us apart again. And the perfection of that moment will be so paralyzingly